Dakota County Board of Corrections, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting, Monday, April 5, 2010, 4 p.m.
What? Oh, is that when you have your Romeo night?
Call meeting order. Would you stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall near the entrance of the County Board of Commissioners room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Call the roll, please.
Buskey's absent. Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Here.
McLarty?
Yes. Commissioner Buskey is asked to be excused.
I would like to make a motion to excuse Buskey from the meeting today.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to excuse Rick Buskey from this meeting as he's out of the area. Call the roll.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. Next is approve the minutes of the March 22nd meeting. They're quite lengthy, but they were mailed to you or emailed by or post office. What's your pleasure?
I move to approve the minutes of the March 22nd meeting.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes of the March 22nd meeting. Any additions, corrections? Call the roll.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Okay, with that, now I will recess this meeting and go to the Board of Corrections. This meeting is now called to order, and a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall near the entrance to this room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Call the roll.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. Commissioner Buskey is asked to be excused.
Move to excuse Commissioner Buskey.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to excuse Commissioner Buskey. Call the roll.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
The meeting minutes of our previous meeting of the Board of Corrections. What's your pleasure?
So moved.
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded to approve. Any corrections or deletions? Call the roll.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Kern?
Okay. Would you report this time? County inmates continue to drop for us. We've had fewer county inmates, and our jail population overall was lower in the month of March than it has been for some time. Our income from ICE, as you can see, has picked up. That's starting to turn into a revenue source of some promise for us. I think that'll get better this month. It helped to push our overall federal income for the month of March to the highest it's been in 6 months, so we're starting to see a turnaround, and we have an increase again in federal income. Our per diem costs were down, and we have completed three quarters of the fiscal year, and we are 9% or about $250,000 under budget. That's kind of misleading because we did pick up a couple of bills late in the month that did not appear on the payouts for this time around, about $11,000 as a matter of fact, but still we're in pretty good shape in the budget wise. Now there's a couple of attachments here, and this is kind of the heart of the issue for the jail report. There is a jail conference in Grand Island April 21st to the 23rd. I think you're going to that, are you not, Bill? For that one down and meet the jail standards?
I'll be there.
Okay. Jail Standards holds quarterly meetings, and this is a conference where they normally hold one of their quarterly meetings. And at this conference, Bill and I will be presenting our request to add 5 additional beds in the main jail facility. That will help for overflow to make sure that we stay in a position where we don't have to house anybody out if we get busy again this summer like we did last year. In having had a conversation with Denny Maycomer from Jail Standards, he's hopeful that they'll grant that. He doesn't see any reason why we shouldn't. We would have been on the last meeting agenda in Lincoln, but there was some difficulty with Douglas County. They were going to deny them additional space, and they didn't want to get us in the middle of a fight because we had a good case and they had a bad case, but so why create problems? So this time we're going to go. We have completed all the modifications that were necessary to meet the fire marshal's order of last November. I sent a letter, and there's a letter attached to your report this time, to the fire marshal advising him that all completions have been made. In the last jail standards meeting, we passed all the requirements for meeting minimum jail standards, except that fire marshal's letter causes some difficulty on that. So I have asked, I have not heard back from the fire marshal, but as you can see, I asked him to provide jail standards with notification that we were in compliance as far as his office was concerned, so that hopefully at this quarterly meeting, 2 things can happen. We'll get to expand our capacity in the new jail by 5 beds, and we'll get that certification for meeting all of the minimum requirements from the fire marshal's office. We've experienced the resignation of 3 correctional officers to go along with the 1 vacancy we did have. We're now going to be 4 people short by the middle of the month. 1 person left to take a position in maintenance in the private sector, and 2 of our correctional officers have accepted positions as sworn police officers of law enforcement agencies. One's going to Rapid City to be a police officer, and one's going to Union County to be a deputy sheriff. So that means that we're going to be short a total of 4 persons here by the middle of the month. Now, we have an agreement with the union that I have attached. It came about as part of the collective bargaining process leading up to the contract that was signed by the board, and the union went into effect July 1st of this year. What that involves is the creation of a merit-type commission similar to the Sheriff's Merit Commission. The differences there, and there are several major differences, is that Chapter 23 of the Nebraska Statutes Revised specifies a merit-type commission for counties and their sheriff's office, and it has statutory authority that's granted to that commission to allow them to exist, and it gives them some extraordinary powers, such as the power to issue subpoenas, compel testimony, and do things that we just can't do under this agreement, because this is nothing more than an agreement between the county and the union, and the statutory authority for that lies in the county's ability to make and execute contracts. It doesn't go any farther than that. So we have to, by that contract, however, come up with a policy that the board has to adopt. And that policy will specify the procedures set out into how this system is supposed to work. So I've had a conversation with the union this morning, as a matter of fact, in reviewing this letter of understanding, memorandum of understanding with the union. And what they're interested in primarily is a uniform system of hiring with a standardized testing, uniform system of promotion, standardized testing, and an appeal place to go with an appeal for disciplinary action. That's relatively easy to accomplish using the, well, it's not easy, but it's not like starting from scratch, simply using the Sheriff's Merit Commission as a base. So I'm about halfway through with that agreement. I'll have it finished by the end of the week with that procedure. And I will email all of you that have email, and you don't have email, you're like, I'll mail that to you, as well as send a copy to the county attorney's office and to the union to review. Anything that appears in italicized is new. Anything that's not italicized is old language. So there's a tremendous amount of old language in there. It's not a total boilerplate. There are some things that have been deleted because, frankly, we have a Board of Corrections and a Board of Commissioners, and this merit system, if it ran the same way as the Sheriff's Merit System, would be a third layer of supervision, and we'd just get in each other's way, and it would be counterproductive. So we'll get it done the best we can to facilitate what the union wants, to stay within the parameters of the contract without creating anything that's going to be of a major burden to anybody else. And I've tried to stress in the union many times that this has no more authority than a letter of agreement between two parties. It's a fiduciary agreement, and the state of Nebraska is by no means held to any of these provisions. And it's simply going to be a means of ensuring some uniformity in the testing process. Now, at the present time, we have applied the testing process that exists for the Sheriff's Merit Commission. So we're going to be in the same boat as we would be otherwise. We haven't violated anything. And everything we've done is as specified in this agreement. So we're consistent in that. And I have 17 persons who are able to take a oral examination at the present time. And that's really all we lack is the oral examination. And we can create an applicant list and we can start hiring people off that list. At a previous board meeting, it was agreed that we would adopt the membership of the present Merit Commission with the exception of the deputy. He would be replaced by a correctional officer. But the same member of the board and the same appointee of the board, who I believe is Van Phillips, would serve in that capacity. I've attempted to get a hold of Van. I don't think he's back from wherever it is he goes for the winter. His phone's still disconnected, and right now I don't have a cell phone. So everything's kind of just hanging fire for that. But by Friday, you probably won't get till Saturday, but by Friday, everybody will have things emailed to them. The union will have that, and this is it. Now, there's nothing in this agreement that says the union has to be consulted or even approve it, only that the board adopt it. But in a sense of fair play, they're going to send it to the union to let them see what's coming their way, and that'll be that. So that's where we sit as far as the deal goes this month. Anybody have any questions?
Question. All right. To adopt this thing, we can't do that till the next meeting, and you can't go forward with your corrections until it's been adopted by the board.
That's right.
Kim? All right, so, and I'm sure Van will be back within 2 weeks.
It should be.
And Rick is the board member on that Merit Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we get it from you this week, we review it, and vote on it at the next meeting.
And if it's approved, then the board meets when it meets.
You're ready to go.
Yep.
Okay. On the agenda. Okay. Any questions for Terry? Am I right?
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Brian. Okay. We're still a little early.
We need to advertise the Board of Corrections meeting for the 19th.
Pardon?
Do we need to advertise the Board of Corrections meeting for the 19th?
Do we?
Well, I believe we can post it because you wouldn't consider it a special meeting because it's not a regular meeting. You're creating one in the middle of the two regular meetings.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So what do we do?
It's not a regular meeting, so it'd just be a special meeting.
You can't just recess this one and use this one? You're smiling and shaking your head. I don't.
You can do anything you want. I don't care.
What do you suggest?
I would say go with the special meeting.
We'll go with the special meeting. I'm not going to go against an attorney. Legal matters anyway. Okay. Moving down. There will not be a jail tour today, so that's off the agenda, and that will be moved on to the next agenda, which will be in 2 weeks then. Things we're going to have. Can we do that on a special meeting too? Huh?
I believe that's the commissioner's function. Is that right?
You are in charge.
Pardon?
You are in charge.
We'll go 2 weeks. We'll wait 2 weeks. If it's a commissioner function, then we're going to try to get in trouble here. Okay. Any questions from the board? I have questions from the public and related to the Board of Corrections. Okay. Nothing there. Then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn the Board of Corrections. Call roll.
Comments?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. We'll continue on here for another 10 minutes, and then we have to recess. Next item is Mr. Gomez.
I'm here again asking you permission so that I will change the word and all that liquor license as a beer garden, but on those days that I give you last week, May 30th, which is Memorial Day weekend from 2 to 11, June 20th from 2 to 10 p.m., July 11th from 2 to 10 p.m., August 8th from 2 to 10 p.m., September 5th from 2 to 11th, and it's Labor Day weekend, and September 11th from 2 to 9, which is we're going to celebrate the Mexican Independence Day on that day, and there's going to be a parade in South Sioux City, as I mentioned last week, at 1 o'clock, and from that on, we're going to move into at the arena and continue with the celebration on September 11th. So I will ask the board for the permission for the beer garden.
Okay.
In order for Tony to apply for the liquor license, he has to have approval from the county clerk in Dakota County.
To clarify that, he has to have this approval before he can apply for the license.
Yes.
And that's what we've been doing in the past.
Yes.
So we've been legal in the past.
Now, the only one I've seen is last year in that one.
Yeah, okay, but I'm just saying, just so we understand that this is the way we've been doing it and it's been right, and that's what we're doing now.
Yes.
Okay. Any questions, the board?
I would move to approve the application for Tony Gomez liquor license for the 2010 rodeo.
I'll second that.
Motion made and seconded to approve the dates for liquor license for Mr. Gomez. Questions from the board? Questions of the public? I'd only point out, Randy, no problems with the Sheriff's Department?
No.
It's been conducted in good shape as far as the Sheriff's concerned?
We haven't had any problems, and if there's even been disagreements.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. No problem with the attorney. Anybody in the audience? Call roll.
McNair?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
You probably want to abstain, Tony.
Abstain.
Okay, moving to the next item, Mr. Erickson.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. As Chairman stated, my name is Terry Erickson. I'm the Assistant General Manager at Northeast Nebraska Delavant Company, and we sent you, the board, an easement form if you look over, and which would give us, give us the authority to place some fiber optic cable in the right-of-way in some areas of the serving area that Northeast Nebraska Telephone takes care of. It's predominantly in the Jackson-Hubbard area where we do phone service. There'd be approximately 85 miles of fiber that we're put in Dakota County in the Jackson and Hubbard rural and town areas. You've got the easement or the form in front of you, I guess, so if you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them at this time.
Questions, board?
I would point out this agreement is the county's road agreement that we use for electric, telephone, water. And it states in here that since it's in the county right away, if we rebuild the road, the utility pays to relocate their lines. I mean, it's, we're all covered, and it's kind of a standard agreement we use quite a bit. So.
Okay. Any other comments? What's your desire?
I'd move to approve the county road agreement with the Northeast Nebraska Telephone Company.
I will second that.
Motion made and seconded to approve the agreement with the Northeast Nebraska Telephone Company. Any problems from you?
No, sir.
It's all right with roads, okay? Questions from the board? Public? Call roll.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
It's 4:20. I don't think we can get through the next session with gravel bids here. And we have a 4:30 requirement upstairs.
All you have to do is sign a bill.
Pardon?
All you have to do is
sign. Oh, okay. They tell me it won't be that difficult. Okay. Gravel bids were presented at the last meeting. So we need permission to approve the agreements and give the chair the authority to sign.
I will make that motion to go ahead and accept all the bids and have the chair to sign it.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to accept the bids and the chair to sign the agreements. Questions? Comments? Call roll.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Okay, next item is purchase of the van for the Veterans Service Officer.
Rick was taking care of that.
Yeah,
Randy. Are you helping him?
Oh.
Randy and Rick.
Okay, Randy's standing in for him?
Yeah. Rick had asked me to do some research on it. Just so you're aware, the only people making minivans anymore is Dodge, so that kind of limits things. I did, however, get a hold of the state bid price. New Dodge 2010 Dodge Grand Caravan is $18,247. Due to the fact that the only one seeing it was kind of hard to find any other ways that had new ones that could beat that price, because, like an example, Woodhouse, Dodge only offers incentives to the actual winner of the state bid, so they can't come down. So I then went and got some research on some used vans. Keene Auto has a 2007 Dodge Grand Caravan with 37,000 miles. 13,000 is what he quoted me. Woodhouse has a 2007 with 41,000 miles for $15,928. A 2006 with 60,000 miles for $14,129. And a 2005 with 47,000 for $14,542. That's the price that people gave me. It's up to the board what they want to do.
Why do we want to go new one versus used one? I mean, is this quite a savings? And the best deal that I can see at what Randy presented to us is from the local dealer here with 37,000 miles and $13,000 is better than. This isn't it, Randy? I mean, it's the best offer deal.
That, like I say, that's the only state bid they have.
But yeah, at least that's my.
I will tell you this much: I did talk to Mr. Keene and Keene Auto as far as he says he can't give you an exact time for guarantee, but he will make anything right if something does go wrong with this one. He's checked it over thoroughly and stuff like that, same as Woodhouse did.
Did you check the warranty on the new vehicle?
That would be the standard warranty. I don't have. I've got the rest of that up in my office. I believe it is, but I don't have. I don't have that wrote down here right now. No, I didn't write that down.
Probably pretty much standard 30 years, 36,000 miles. Well, I'm just.
Do we pay extra for that though?
No, not on the Grand Caravan. That was included in there. There's a warranty included. Manufacturer's warranty.
Okay.
And the way I understand the reason why is, as I said, when I checked with the guy at Woodhouse and then when I checked the state bid, Dodge only gives their incentives that make the price go down to the dealer that actually gets the award. And that's why Woodhouse can't even compete on a new one, because he says, you know, they're getting $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 worth of incentives that I can't get.
Okay. Now, budget. But I assume from that.
Not this year.
There's no money budgeted for it, right? All right. The idea is then this would be a savings from the $400 to $600 we're spending in mileage.
And he's over mileage.
Pardon?
He's over his.
Yeah. But it's a cost savings matter of saving the mileage that we've been paying out. That's the idea behind this, right?
Right.
Right.
Okay. Now, it's not a budgeted item, so we have to come up with the money from somewhere if you're going to do it. Or you're going to put it off till the next budget year and put money in the budget for it. So that's what you have to decide.
I have a question. The state has their surplus auction a couple times a year. Is that stuff completely run out? Is it just junk?
Some of it's not. Most of it that you're going to get off the state auction is high mileage.
It is.
You're probably looking at, like, State Patrol on their vehicles, usually about $120,000 to $130,000 to put them on state auction.
Okay. I know we have the right to buy there, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
Kind of equipment.
And there, you know, I don't know when the next state auction is. I can check and research and find out there. But, you know, as I said, the minivans. I also checked with the CRT in Dubuque, Iowa, which has got some that are actually handicapped accessible. They got stimulus money to upgrade their fleet, and they're going to be getting rid of some, but he had no idea what they'd be wanting for prices. And they actually got the wheelchair ramp and stuff like that, which I think is a little expensive for what we're going to do.
We got to move on this.
We're less than 3 months away from our new budget. I think we should just wait.
Yeah.
I appreciate your help here, and I think we need to address it later.
Okay.
Get it in the new budget.
All right. You want to wait? Is the consensus then we'll wait till we do the new budget?
That'd be a good idea.
Right.
Okay.
Thanks, Randy.
Yeah, Randy, size hard. We'll look it up again.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Randy. For your time.
Okay, thank you. With that, it's going to be close to 4:30 by the time we get upstairs. So we will recess this meeting and reconvene upstairs in the county courtroom to have a public hearing on an application for a community development block grant. Okay? We are in recess until we get up there.
This is good.
Anything you want to add, Fred?
No, thank you.
Okay. With that, then, we'll go to hearing from the public. The first...
Want me to explain what the project is first?
That's what I was looking for. Okay. Kurt, you go ahead and explain the project so the people will know what we're talking about.
Okay. This project consists of, I guess, what I would call three separate roadways. The reconstruction of Attacat Drive basically is between the entrance to U.S. 77 or by the Heritage, north to Gateway Drive. The existing surface will be removed and replaced with an 8-inch concrete surface. There will be some earth shoulder reconstruction, some storm sewer pipe installation, and ditch regrading. The second portion is Old Sawmill Road from U.S. 77 entrance to south to North Shore Drive. Here the surface, it's a granular surface now. It will be replaced with an asphalt roadway 24 feet wide. And there will be some earth shoulder construction there. And then North Shore Drive from Old Sawmill Road, 950 feet to the west. The existing surface, what is left there, will be removed and replaced with an asphalt pavement. There will be some storm sewer pipe installation and some shoulder construction there also. The total project cost is $465,320. Of that, $350,000 will be CDBG funds, and $115,320 will be county match.
Okay, thank you. I will go to those people that are in favor of this and would like to address the board with their concerns. Please come forward here and give us your name.
Okay, I will. I'm not scared of all of you.
Okay, we need to have your name, sir.
Yes, sir. My name is Williams. I live at 1520 Attacat Drive, lot 209.
Okay.
And the thing that concerns me most, I just heard a little bit, there's only going to be concrete in one area of this whole repair system. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. Now, I don't have a map, or you don't have a map. Okay. Here. I'm referring to that three-point turn by I can't see it on here.
This is the trailer court here.
That's some of this. Okay, that's the right. It's on the southwest end by the trailer court. Okay, I've lived in the trailer court for 10 years now. I've seen you come in. I've seen you scratch the road. I've seen you put carpet coating down right away. And gentlemen, in my eyes, you are wasting my tax money to do it that way. That corner right there has heavy traffic 12 months a year. And especially when they're having the truck sale at Attacat Downs. All the heavy trucks come through there and turn on that corner. And if you waste my tax money and just carpet coat it, it's going to be torn up within 3 months, just like it is now. And if you're going to carpet coat it, I have to vote against it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
No. That's the corner I'm mostly interested in right there.
I understand that, sir.
Uh-huh. And I thank you for listening to me.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak for this project? Anyone else in favor of the project? All right, now we'll move to people that are opposed to this project.
Well,
anyone that wants to speak in opposition? Is there anyone that is neutral on it, but wants to speak on it, either for nor against?
Can we just ask a question?
You certainly come right up here and give us your name, and you certainly may do that.
First, I'd like to give you...
Name, please.
Karen Hannah, and I live at 40. Hannah.
H-A-N-N-A.
Correct. I live at 486 North Shore. Last time we were here, they said you could write a letter with your wishes or whatever, and I have done that. I'd like to give that to you if I could, along with a map.
Thank you.
Okay. My question is this. You're applying for $350,000 of the county match for their grant money. If you don't get all that grant money, if you only get a portion of it, how's it going to be allocated?
I think Sarah will have to correct me if I'm wrong. You either get all of it or you get none.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand it that way. Is that the way it is?
Right, Sarah?
Yeah, we're applying for that money.
Yeah.
So
we're applying for that money. You either get it or you don't
get it. You get all $350 or you don't get any at all.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
fine. Could you do me one favor? You have a letter. Could you sign your name?
Okay, right, sure. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
There you go.
Is there anyone else that would like to address the board in a neutral position?
Thank you. My name is Roel Thompson. I'm at 474 North Shore Drive.
Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'd like to know if you're going to bring this road back down to the grade so the water doesn't run in the houses or the garages.
Okay. That's where I'll have to refer to the engineer.
The answer would be that's the way, without going out there, that would be the intent. Whether that can be done or not at this point, I don't know. But obviously, if they're going to reconstruct it, they're not going to build it to run water onto the property, so they'll have to address that somehow when it comes to the design.
Now, meanwhile, can we get some dust control out there? This could be years down the road.
The county does not apply dust control. Residents can apply it if they need, but we do not apply dust control to every spot in the county. That is up to the residents that actually live where they want. Right now, Mark's distributor is who does that for us. Not for us, but is one of the contractors that come out and do that. But all residents responsible for dust control. Because I'm sure everyone on a country road would like dust control, and if they would, that's what I'd
say. If we do it in one place, sir, we'd have to do it on all the county roads throughout the county.
Well, North Shore is one of the busiest gravel roads in the whole county. You know it is. And it's the most decrepit one in the whole county, too.
I understand that.
Needs a lot of care, a lot of care.
And we have a lot of Liber Road, too.
Yeah.
And some of the others. And so if we do it in one place, we'd have to do it in all the others, and that's cost prohibitive for us. But you can do it.
Well,
that's what I heard him say.
We're going to do it, too. We're going to do it. But we'll tell you when we're ready for it.
Mark's, when you contact Mark's distributors, they usually contact us, and then we go down and get it as smooth as before the application. That's how it's usually done.
Okay.
So that's if you go through Mark's distributor. You know, I don't know of any other one locally around.
There he is.
We do have a few residents that do it themselves, but you still need to fill out a permit to have that done. And if you go through Mark's, that permit will be
pragmatic.
Be mailed, be given to you, and then you mail that into the road department. That allows us to maintain it whenever we see fit and still...
Can you see the economy, Fred, of having that covered so the road doesn't deteriorate as it normally does?
I mean, as
can you see the economy of it? Because you guys have to spend less time maintaining that road.
As dust control, you mean?
Yes, when it's dust control.
I don't really... The dust control does not guarantee you a smooth road. We have quite a few spots in the county that have it. And be right honest, it's one of our problem spots because you cannot maintain it without ruining the dust control. So... I am not in favor of it. I understand it, the dust part, control part of it, but as maintenance to the road, I am not in favor of it, no.
Okay, anything else, sir? Anything else?
No, that's enough.
Pardon?
That's enough.
Okay, thank you very much.
See, you're going to bring your road back down to a decent grade, right?
The road will be designed to grade, designed to drain it. Not towards the house.
Okay. Because right now it is a problem.
It should drain east to west, more towards the highway.
Okay, sir, we need your first name for the record.
Noel. Noel.
Okay.
Got it? Thank you, gentlemen.
Got you. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it. Anyone else would like to address the board? Need your name for the record.
Dennis Reiner, 729 200 Street. Two questions, and I'm wanting to be in a neutral position here, that came up, and I don't think the question was not answered to me. It may be in your paperwork. Number one, where is the county going to get $115,000 and change? And number two, your 4-inch or 5-inch or 6-inch overlay of the asphalt, you didn't say how many inches of asphalt you're putting on.
The concrete pavement will be 8 inches. The asphalt pavement will be 6 inches.
Okay. And then the $115,000 and change, where would that come from? Well, if the grant is...
If the grant is, we'll probably try and budget that in
to be budget.
Next year's budget.
Yeah, out of your budget or the county?
That's a tricky thing. The budget has what is called an inter fund, which goes to the roads. In the budget, but the money was not in this budget. It will go in next year's budget to be set aside for next year.
No, that money won't be involved. That's the third question now, of course. Being you said it was in or something or another, does that affect the 1 and the 6 year plan? That money's there, this $115,000. Will that affect your 1 and 6 year plan then?
These projects are on our 1 and 6 plan.
It's called internal transfer fund.
Okay, I think.
Okay, yeah. Anyone else? Okay, then I will declare this hearing closed. And what action would the board like to take? The action before you is the board to approve this CDBG grant and authorize the chair to sign all documents.
I still move to approve this grant and have the chairman sign all the papers necessary for this grant. Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the grant, the application, and authorize the chair to sign. Questions? Call roll.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Next item is to approve payroll claims. They've been reviewed. There's no discrepancies.
So moved. Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve payroll claims. Call roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. There were a couple of accounts payable on there which were prepays in order to avoid late fees. So I need your permission to pay those.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to pay those accounts payable.
McLarty?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Officials report? Do we have some?
None with us today.
Okay, no official report this meeting. Commissioner committee reports. Hearing none, I'll only point out the fact that there is a meeting with the jail standards coming up on the 22nd, 23rd in Kearney. Because of our need to expand our jails, I will be attending. I would point out that at no expense to the county due to the fact that I'm on the jail committee board, so they're paying my expenses going out there and back, okay? Anything else? Okay. Any individual member reports? We take care of the jail commission. Rick Bousquet is our member to that. The village meeting at Jackson is covered with Commissioner McNear. I handed out the budget update sheets so you can review those to see where we stand on our budget. Also, the latest NACO legislative report, the changes that was put to TURC that made more requirements on the county to present its side failed, so it stays as it is, and there are now 6 days left in the session. Okay. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the board on any issue that was not on the agenda?
Could I ask you one more thing?
Right up here. As long as it wasn't on the agenda, sir.
Yeah, it's back to the roads again.
No. You'll have to talk about that later.
How much later?
Past that, sir.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No problem. We'll be glad to talk about it later, but this is anything that's not on the agenda.
Okay.
Anything? Anyone? Okay. There's no emergency business. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Motion is made and seconded to adjourn. Call the roll.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLaurin?
Yes. Sir, you want to come on up and we'll take whatever question you have.
This is a simple question for me, but for you.